download and listen live to your favorite programs. It's all at krvs.org.
And good morning. It's Medicine Ball Caravan time here on Public Radio. I'm Cecil Doyle. Tuesday morning, time to get back to work. Of course, all of us here at UL are saddened by the news that we were waiting for, the inevitable passing of Griff Blakewood last evening. Griff, just a friend and inspiration to so many of us, will be dearly missed. And anyway, all of our thoughts are with Griff this morning. We're going to play some great music, including something recorded at La Louisiane Studios by Lil Bob and the Lollipops back in the early 60s. We'll also hear Los Lobos recorded live. Everyone's still in the on the high from Los Lobos with the Wolves, brought to Lafayette last week with three performances, hanging out with everyone. We'll get to that all in just a few minutes. We're going to start off with some Pony Tunes, taking a ride with Canned Heat. And beginning with the Beatles.
I dig a bone. Well, you can celebrate anything you want. Any place you go, yes, you can penetrate any place you go.
Thank you. You train
recorded live, Los Lobos.
Thank you for coming down. Hope to see you again. Maybe see you tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe we'll see you tomorrow. Los Lobos, covering that Doug Somm classic, She's About a Mover. Los Lobos in town last week, and some got killer sax part there by Steve Berlin. Steve Berlin was here on the program on Thursday, dropped by for a visit. You're listening to KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Before that, Lil Bob and the Lollipops, recorded at La Louisiane Studios, of which Los Lobos also paid a visit while they were in town. We heard Mule Train, recorded in the 60s, about the mid-60s. Before that, Canned Heat from their Living the Blues album, the classic 1968 lineup, Pony Blues. And we started with John Lennon, the Beatles, with I Dig a Pony from the Let It Be album. Looking at the weather, it's going to rain. Rain's coming. And it's about time. 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. High today reaching about, well, about 83 degrees or so. About the temperature it is right now. This evening, showers likely, 70% chance, and 80% chance tomorrow. It looks like we've got good chances of rain, 50% and above, throughout the remainder of the week, and we do need it. Currently, it's cloudy and 83 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Vermilionville will host a free culture day in honor of the Creole community that will be held this Sunday. It's Creole Culture Day, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Historic Park. There will be lots of things going on, exhibits, cooking and craft demonstrations, kids' games, boat tours, canoeing, music in the Performance Center by Mary Jane Broussard and Sweet Lala, as well as Donna Augel and the Zydeco Posse, and a Creole jam led by Chubby Carrier. That will be this Sunday at Vermilionville. For more information, give Vermilionville a call. Their number is 233-4077. And the Blind Boys of Alabama will be making their way to the Acadiana Center for the Arts. That will be happening on June 27th, 7:30 p.m. at the ACA. Tickets are currently available. You can give them a call, 233-7060. Going to listen to the group from Paris, Balval, B-A-L-V-A-L, Balval, I would imagine. Their new album is called Tin Hand Band. It was actually released back in 2013, just hitting the States this year. It's on Wailing City Sounds Records. We'll hear their version of the Balval Waltz, but before we get to Balval, it's Bonsoir Catin's new album, Light the Stars. But let's begin with Black Prairie's new release. Their new album on Sugar Hill Records. It's called Fortune. This is Black Prairie. They're letting it out.
Oh,
from Paris. That's the group Bal Val doing the Bolfa Waltz from their new album Tin Hand Band. Prior to that, Bonsoir Catin, tearing it up on Baby Please Don't Go. That's on their new Valcor Records release, Light the Stars. And the group Black Prairie began that set with Let It Out. That's from their new Sugar Hill release. It's called Fortune. Stay tuned. Coming up at 12 o'clock, we're heading to E-Town. At 1 o'clock, it's The Exchange with Cheryl Castile. Today, Cheryl will be talking to members of the group Double Wide. That's coming up at 1 p.m. right here on 88.7. We've got music from the Black Keys, Turn Blue, coming up, as well as a track from Moe's album. Their new album is out today. It's called No Guts, No Glory. We're going to hear a nice psychedelic jam called Silver Sun. But of course, Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys, he's kind of like the Kevin Bacon of music today. He either produces everything, or in this case, this group recorded in his studio. He wasn't present, but still a connection. From south of nowhere, this is the new album by the trio Spanish Gold and something called One Track Mind. We'll be right back. nice track from the new album by the group Mo. Small M-O-E, period. The new release, it hits today. It's called No Guts, No Glory. It's on Sugar Hill Vanguard Records, and we heard a number entitled Silver Sun. Before that, the Black Keys, Gotta Get Away from Turn Blue, their hit new album, and recorded in Dan Auerbach's studio, and obviously his melodic sense rubbed off on Spanish Gold's new release. It's called South of Nowhere, and we heard the opening tune, One Track Mind. Got Eric Burton and the Animals from 1968 covering the Bee Gees. But first up, this is vocalist Colleen Renison with her group No Sinner. Their album will be out in about a month, June 24th. Title track to Boo Hoo Hoo, No Sinner, as we get this caravan continuing.
Ever since I can remember, ever since this baby spoke, I've been vying for a stint in the land of mist and smoke. You know what love.
Everybody says I've got to do each and every if I ain't got you.
And I'm sad, so, so sad.
I'm a man, yeah, can't see what I am. But I live and I breathe with you, yeah, yeah. But what good will breathing do if I ain't got you? If I ain't got you.
To love somebody the way that I God.
From 1968 and the double album Love Is, that was Eric Burdon and the Animals with the Bee Gees tune To Love Somebody. I was just looking up. I always wondered who sang background vocal on that, and just looking at a thread on Steve Hoffman's page online, and he's sort of asking the same question, and from what the responses are, people are guessing that it's either Maggie Bell or Rita Coolidge singing background, but no one's for sure. If anyone knows, let me know. Again, that's To Love Somebody from Eric Burdon and the Animals. Before that, No Sinner, Colleen Renison, the lead vocalist on with that group, and the new album, Boo Hoo Hoo. That's the title track. It'll be out June 24th. You've been listening to The Caravan here on KRVS, which was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's E-Town, and at 1 o'clock, it's Cheryl Castile. Today, her guests will be Double Wide. That's coming up at 1. Have a great day. Come on back. We'll do this again tomorrow.